you've been around this game a long time. You're still 24 hours, a little more than 24 hours away from kicking off this season. But it's a different environment, different job, different city, you know, historic franchise, yada, yada, yada. Does it feel any different?
Oh, absolutely. I think the apprehension or the excitement and just waiting to see and get to the first game where, you know, we find out who we are. Not that we're going to find that out in the first night, but just see where we are. I think so. All of those things are different where you come from knowing what to expect. I think that we're no different than maybe the fans. We really don't know. There's been a lot of changes, and it's an excitement. It's really positive.
Would you expect to be more active or less active as the season progresses in terms of making deals, moves, et cetera?
Bob, I don't think that's a question that we could answer at this point. I think we have to, you know, get into the season, see who we are and where we are after 10, 15 games,
right,
and make adjustments as you go along. But what we will do is do whatever is necessary to stay in the plan and to get better.
Those two, some would say, are different paths. You know, staying in the plan and getting better. Many people believe that the plan is to understand that you're probably not going to be very good this year, maybe even next year, but build towards something in the future. And you know yourself, and watching from afar, that this organization has gone down this road before, but hasn't maintained the discipline to be able to live this thing through. Which is it more likely? Is it stay the course?
It's stay the course, absolutely. But along the way, that doesn't mean you're not improving and you're making whatever transactions or moves that become available within the framework of that. You don't just sit back and allow things to go in a different direction. You control the direction it's going. And opportunities come about for different reasons, but there has to be a plan involved.
Lou, is part of that plan to bring along your young players slowly? We see a Michael Nylander going down to the minors, for example, and you guys signing some veterans to play at the start of the season?
I don't know if it's right to say bring them along slowly. I think it's bring them along, you know, to the point where they're ready to play. Now, if they go to the minors and they show us that they don't belong there and they're not going to get better during that competition, then you have to progress what maybe you felt was the time frame. They're going to determine that. It's developing them to the point that when they come here, they're going to have success. It's not hoping they have success. You know. And we'll find that out. I mean, we've all been around long enough to know when players are ready. Unfortunately, in this new day and age, we bring them up too early, hoping they're ready.
Are you hoping a young guy like Frank Corrado, who you picked up on waivers today, who's had some time up with Vancouver, do you believe he's ready for full-time duty in the NHL right now?
Well, I think that's something we're going to find out. We haven't had Frank here. Our scouts have certainly spent enough time, you know, in every situation with reference to potential players available, especially preparing for waivers. And he was a player that was highly talked about potentially if he came because of the way he played. We were all involved with it. He's 22 years old. He's a right shot defenseman. And there was really no risk involved with bringing him here as far as how he adjusts, as far as who he is. We're going to have to see them in this environment.
How much do you learn, Lou, in watching a team play in the early part of the season? I understand that there are limitations in what you can absorb during preseason games because of the nature of the games, because of the fact that you almost never have your entire roster on the ice at any one game. What's sort of the time frame that you think before you'll have be able to really evaluate what you have?
I wish I could put a time frame, but if you were pressed to do it, I'd say that you're talking between 10 and 20 games
right.
to see exactly where the veterans are. And you said it best, Bob. You're playing in exhibitions games against, you know, 60% of an NHL roster. And when you have veterans, when you don't know them, you don't know if they're getting ready for the season. You know, even though, you know, Mike has put them through the paces, they've all responded, the work ethic is there, but you really don't know how they're going to handle and how they're going to accept, you know, that next step. I think that's an unknown. In fact, that's the anxieties that you have, you know, and you're hoping, and I hate that word, that, you know, their talents will come to the highest level, because Mike has done a tremendous job through a short period of time of getting them to have a consistent work ethic, at the same time trying to get them into a system that he feels is the way we're going to play, and yet still spread the players around so that they get ample exhibition time to see what they can do. But we won't know until we get into these games.
Leafs General Manager Lou Lamoriello is with us. You mentioned Mike Babcock. Now that you've had a chance to really get to know him, to see him as your head coach, you know, we have an image of what he did in Detroit and what his philosophies might be. Has there anything been surprising about the way Babcock handles his job?
Probably, for me, the most surprising thing is the amount of energy he has. From the first time you see him in the morning, no matter how early it is, and he's early, he's upbeat. He's positive. Nothing that went wrong the day before affects what he's doing today. I guess the best way to Mike is Mike's comfortable in his own skin. He knows what he's doing. He has confidence in what he believes, and he will get the players to believe in it, and he has done that. His hockey knowledge, his intelligence, we all know that. I mean, this is an intelligent
sure.
man. And I've really gained a tremendous amount of respect for him, of the way he really feels for people and understands, you know, the thought process that are going through players who are on the bubble, players who are young, and really gets to it. But separates that when he's coaching. He's coaching to win. When they're off the ice and he's communicating with them, he's talking to the person. He's talking to the feelings. He's getting right inside them to help them become better people. And along the way, certainly his role is to make them better players.
Lou, do you think there are certain players out there that could fit in well with a Mike Babcock, or does he change players into fitting in well with him?
Well, I feel that, you know, we're going to find out. And I think that this is what's very important by having the group that we have here, who a lot were here last year. Several have come in knowing Mike Babcock was here, of exactly how they respond to what's necessary. If you play well, you play. And I think that it's not an entitlement. It's not that you're going out there each and every night because, you know, you're a member of the team. So we're going to see how people respond to when they're not going there and the bench gets shorter. We're going to respond to, you know, who really is committed. These are unknowns. People fool you in a short period of time.
Yeah.
They're
mm-hmm.
on their best behavior. It's going to be after a period of time that we find out, you know, about what we have and the direction we're going. We do know the direction. I want to be careful how I say that. It's just who wants to be a part of that.
Is that one of your biggest challenges as a GM? Is just waiting it out and being patient?
Especially for someone who's impatient like me and Mike.
Right.
Let me ask you this about Mike. We know that Mike has a philosophy. He has a way he wants his team to play. But as you've watched him over the last couple of weeks, is he also a teacher? And what I mean is when you have a group of inexperienced and or young players, and you have plenty of those, there are coaches that take the time, either individually or collectively, to still teach even at the NHL level. Is he that guy, or is his concentration principally this is the philosophy of play that I want to instill on this group?
I would think that he's a teacher first. I think any good coach, any successful coach, is a teacher first, and then getting them to understand what you expect of them in the philosophy, the way you want them to play. Without question, he's a teacher. And he becomes a combination of both once he gets them to understand what his message is. That's the teaching part of it that you have to have. You can't expect or assume that they know what you want. And it's unfair to them because they've had many different coaches, and in a short period of time, you know, you have to teach.
This 3-on-3 is captured the imagination of a lot of people, myself included. I'm anxious to see it in real life. I'm intrigued by what is possible. Anything that eliminates night after night of shootouts is a good idea for me, because I can't stand the shootout as a way to determine the outcome of a hockey game.
We agree. Even though I can get in trouble for it, Bob, we agree.
Tell me what you've seen, because you've seen a lot more than I have. I've seen a few highlights, but tell me what you've seen and how much do you like it?
Well, first of all, what I have seen, I'm excited about it because of what you said earlier, that the game will be decided more towards what the game is, the hockey game.
Right.
Even though it's two people short. But what you will see in the regular season, and the expectations, I think, are very high, because you're going to see the top players on each team showing skill. And I think the statistics are coming out of the preseason, you know, it's some 70% a result came about with the 3-on-3, and it all happened within under 3 minutes. I think it was 240, 245 of the 5-minute overtime that was experimental. So I think it's going to be extremely exciting. I think the fans are going to love it, you know, and, you know, hopefully I enjoy it.